Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to offer some gardening tips for the month of March and let everyone know of our upcoming program next week. First, I would like to personally thank Prairieland Partners for hosting our tractor safety course that we held there on Tuesday. But first, for today's Did You Know? Avian flu has been detected in a backyard Kansas flock. K-State Research and Extension poultry experts are working close with the Kansas Department of Agriculture to monitor the situation and keep farmers and other members of the public informed. To protect our flocks here in McPherson County from the avian influenza that has been detected in many states this spring, including Kansas now and surrounding states, the virus has been isolated to waterfowl, water birds, small farms, and commercial operations. Data indicates that the virus is probably moving with the aid of the spring migration of waterfowl as the weather begins to warm. To protect our birds, now is the time to keep as much distance as possible from migrating ducks and geese and be very cautious of bird sales and shows. In my garden news for the March garden calendar, fruits and vegetables, prepare soil for spring planting. It is best to perform a soil test before fertilizing to determine the needs. If there is no soil test results, fertilize in the garden with 1 to 2 pounds of 10-10-10 per square 100 feet. Plant potatoes, peas, onions, lettuce, and small salad crops. Asparagus, rhubarb, and strawberries can also be set. Broccoli, cauliflower, and cabbage we can plant in late March. Start the seeds inside for tomatoes and peppers and other warm seasonal vegetables. Make a fungicide application to control peach leaf curl. Finish pruning fruit trees, grapes, raspberries, and blackberries, and remove all the mulch from around the strawberries when they begin to grow. For our flowers, plant pansies, snapdragons, and other cool-loving annuals. Clean up the perennial bed by cutting back any foliage and removing the winter mulch layer. Divide and plant perennials in the garden. If dry, prepare soil for planting by adding compost and other organic matter. As growth begins, fertilize gardens with a balanced fertilizer. Start seeds indoors under a light for transplanting to the garden. Plant new rose bushes. Cut ornamental grasses back within 3 to 5 inches to the ground. And unwrap mail order plants immediately and keep them cool and moist until planting. For our lawns, spray the dandelions, henbit, and chickweed. Apply crabgrass preventer in late March through the middle of April for best results. Seed thin areas of bluegrass and tall fescue lawns. If no fall application or fertilizer was made, fertilize bluegrass and tall fescue. For our trees and shrubs, prune trees except birch, maple, and walnut, which are best pruned after leafing out. Wait to prune spring flowering shrubs until after they bloom. Mulch tree and shrub plants up to 4 inches deep, keeping mulch away from the trunks. Fertilize trees and shrubs, and don't forget to do a deep watering for all of our trees. In our extension news, our next Master Garden and Friends spring program is next Thursday, March 24th, right here at the Extension office at 7 p.m. We will have two speakers, both presenting on innovative ways of gardening, from Tom Buller of Douglas County and Janine Strauss. Make plans to come to our educational program March 24th. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has enjoyed our spring break weather.